freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be a political issue or even something personal. We'll talk to you about it, but you have to call in. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
This is the Wednesday night edition of the show, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we got live streaming, including the broadband version of the stream, which is absolutely free, and of course our dial-up version as well. All of it free of charge at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. And freestateproject.org.
We got all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. The show you can, again, literally take control of. But if you don't, that means we have to bring stuff up. And we've got quite a bit of prep on our plate for this evening. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time.
It's been a pretty good week for prep.
Yeah, it has. I got prep going back days that we could use. Good stuff, too. But I do want to catch up here real quick on an email. We're finally pretty much caught up on the email. But there is this one from Mary Jo about gun control. She says, "Hi, Ian. You touched on gun control last Saturday. Let me say I do not want to see gun control. However, there is something that concerns me about people carrying guns. Road rage, for one thing. People are so rude and inconsiderate on the road today, and if you honk at someone who sits through half the light, then you take a chance on getting killed. But a light honk is better than sitting through another light. Some people are just plain mean, and I have seen some deliberately provoke people just to start trouble." She says, "How will the Free State deal with this?" One of your lady listeners, Mary Jo.
Well, I'd like to say, first off, that I think that there's a difference between a big, mean honk and a little double-tap, nice, "Hey, time to go, honk."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I mean, if you just sit there and lay on the horn until the dumbass gets out of the way, well, yeah, they could be mad.
Sure.
If you just give them a boop, boop, you know, little...
Well, to be fair to Mary Jo, there are a lot of people who are just on edge.
Oh,
and even the little tiny tap of a horn is going to set them off, and they're going to just go crazy.
I think that, for one, road rage, quote-unquote, is at the state that it is because of the fact that people can act like whatever they want to act like out on the roads, and, you know, there's just no... there's no consequences against
it. You're right
it.
About that. Nobody really knows who you are when you're out there unless they happen to know you. You know, unless they happen to spot you, recognize you, and know you from somewhere else.
And if
you're
so,
anonymous.
And in fact, anybody who wants to have road rage, you know, that anybody who's volatile, and I would assume if they're volatile behind the wheel, they're probably volatile most of the other time. They may or may not have a gun. Road rage shooting occur now. I want to have a gun if somebody's shooting at me during a road rage.
That's a great point. And really, the example, Mary Jo, doesn't really even tie into gun control at all, because right now, it's very possible that the guy in front of you could have a gun. I mean, the fact that guns are somewhat restricted a little bit as far as buying them on the brand new market doesn't prevent anybody from carrying a gun in their car, period. So, you know, if this is something you're concerned about, I agree with Manwich. You should absolutely consider picking up a weapon for yourself. That said, I don't really see a glut of cases that involve road rage shootings. I mean, I know they do happen.
Right. I think this has all come about. There were, in this area, about two cases of road rage shootings happened within days of each other. So everybody, of course, is...
And as soon as something gets a name, that's when it starts getting reported on.
Right.
Like... the robbing of a car at gunpoint, the taking of a car
carjacking.
At gunpoint,
right.
Once it was called carjacking, every carjacking case in the country gets reported.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, it was just the stealing of a car at gunpoint. It wasn't called anything. And you didn't see the cases get reported. Now that road rage has a name and you know, a snappy one at that.
Oh, I can see exactly, though, how she feels and where she's coming from on this.
Sure.
I mean, it's a legitimate fear. It's a legitimate concern to think that in a state... For instance, New Hampshire. Already, by the way, Mary Jo, in New Hampshire, it's a shall issue state. That's the only level of gun control that they have in that state, basically.
What does shall issue mean?
That means that if you go to the police department and tell them you want to have a concealed weapons permit, they will give it to you.
What if you're
they shall issue you one. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
But basically, that's the only rule surrounding guns. So you can open carry weapons in New Hampshire, and that's fully legal. In the state of Vermont, there is no concealed weapon permit. There's no gun control rules whatsoever. And I've not heard of any sort of rash of road rage shootings. You know, and the reason, part of the reason for that is if you get into a situation where the guy in front of you is really angry at you for doing whatever, and he all of a sudden, you're worried that he's going to step out of his car and open fire on you, well, the reason why something like that doesn't happen in those states is because that guy doesn't know if you're packing heat.
Yeah,
you don't know who's packing heat.
Yeah, you don't want to get out of your car and pull out a weapon and have the other person in the other car pull out theirs. Because then it evens the odds, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so the violence just tends to not happen.
I think bottom line, this is all due to video games.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, let's ban them. 1-800-259-9231. So thanks, Mary Jo, for the email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Jason, let's start with you tonight.
Sounds good. Well, I've got a little story here on the old corporate welfare issue.
We hate corporate welfare.
We hate welfare of all forms, but corporate welfare is the worst.
Yes, it is. The government, it throws out hundreds of millions of dollars to people who are lined up for a handout. Sometimes the people with their hands out even take the dough and skip town. If you ask government bureaucrats about it, they'll just shrug and say, can't be helped. Nothing could be done.
Translation, we don't care. It's not our money.
Precisely. We're talking about tax breaks and even direct government payouts by state and local governments in our neck of the woods, Florida, given to businesses on the theory that they are, quote, creating jobs? A couple reporters identified something like $900 million in breaks or assistance for the current fiscal year alone. Supposedly, these tax breaks are to create high-paying jobs, which would explain why the government is giving Walmart some $51 million worth of help.
Now, they're factoring in tax breaks with subsidies, is what they're doing? They're including tax breaks with subsidies.
Yeah.
Not quite the same thing, but it is, I guess, I suppose it's the same if you have
it's
a given industry.
It's not fair when you give one business a tax break and the other one and another one
that's
doesn't.
That's true, especially within the same industry.
Yeah. Right. Well, these reporters found that the claim of, quote, high-paying jobs sometimes was accomplished by averaging in a few exorbitant executive salaries against a workforce that, in some cases, still qualified for food stamps.
Jeez.
Yeah. Well, they also found examples of corporations that got hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, then turned around and eliminated the jobs they were being paid to create.
Unbelievable.
In some cases, the state was still in the process of cutting the check.
Why do we... The reason we allow this to go on, this corporate welfare insanity, is because apparently nobody pays attention. Because all you have to do is pick up, what was it, the St. Petersburg Times? Pick up your local newspaper, wherever part of this nation you live, and you will find reporting on stuff like this. You'll find, look at your, they talk about it on the news. It's not like it's hidden, the fact that corporate welfare happens. We've reported on it several times here on this show that people like Scottie Pippen and Sam Donaldson get farm subsidies.
Scottie Pippen?
Yeah, Scottie Pippen.
That's preposterous.
He gets like $500,000 a year in farm subsidies or something crazy like that. Sam Donaldson, famed television anchor, gets farm subsidies because they have farms and they qualify for
the
subsidy.
They should be subsidized.
And so therefore they get it.
Because farmers are starving to death.
So all of us, obviously Sam Donaldson is starving to death.
Yep.
It is an outrage, and nobody.
The government should not be in the business of seeing who lives and dies in industry. If farmers need more money, then the cost of food should go up.
Yeah,
and it would.
It is amazing to me that America just sits back and says ho hum when their tax money is just being pissed away like that. Coming back with more Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
It's the Wednesday night edition, and you can always get online with us at freetalklive.com. We got the updates there. You just click updates and sign up. Takes you maybe a minute or two. And from that point on, we'll send you news about the show whenever. Whatever you need to know, as far as we got a new affiliate, we got a new Shriner, and we do have a brand new Shriner there, by the way. Roxy is our newest Shriner, so be sure you go and check Roxy out. Also, we had Sharon submit her picture to the Shrine, and we, of course, we examined the validated photos that people send, And we examined Sharon's. Didn't take us very long to figure out that we thought it was a fake. And so far, the people that have voted on the picture, 100% of the votes were for fake. As a matter of fact, one of our listeners managed to dredge up the original photo. And so she's now been proven to be a faker. There you go.
Outed.
Now, I'm not sure that I want to find too many of our Shriners out as fakes.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, I think that I think I'm better off thinking that they're real.
Well, this one, there's no way you could possibly thought this one was real.
I didn't.
Period.
No. I thought she was faker, right. And I believe everything.
Right. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. So, Jason, you're telling us about a story from the St. Pete Times about just some egregious corporate welfare. Just
That's
this
right.
money, this, these tax dollars that are taken from us at gunpoint, being redistributed to businesses. And this is what corporate welfare is. It's being redistributed to businesses who don't deserve it.
Exactly.
It's not like they're bad businesses necessarily. And maybe they are because they've kind of got this sweet little deal with government that they get this handout from the taxpayers. But it's unbusinesslike. It's antithetical to the free market and to the principles of running a business.
Well,
you don't get bailed out if you're failing.
I can see why they take it.
Well, of course. You'd probably take it, too, if they offered you, you know, $700,000 to create new jobs or whatever.
Like that fool in that question mark suit who appears on the infomercials on
I've
TV.
I've seen him before. What's his name?
Matthew Lesko.
Lesko.
That man.
Mask Lesko! Free money to pay your bills!
That guy's awful.
Just he... He's hawking a book of some sort, right?
Yeah, that tells
you
how, on how to get
how to take advantage of government handouts.
He's encouraging people.
Yeah. Well, no, he's selling a book.
Encouraging people
to take advantage. Whatever.
To suck he's, off the teat of
he's
the state.
Better than the people buying the book.
Okay. Well, anyway, it is disgusting. And we talk about issues with the government handing out our tax dollars all the time, but can anyone really defend corporate welfare? I mean, I understand why people defend regular welfare, because we're helping the poor. You know, there's an emotional reason behind this one. There's an emotional reason to help the needy. But
it's the same
who can defend this?
It's the same concept as, you know, tariffs and all kinds of other things. They want to make business unfair to do. We want to build business in our local industry, so we want to attract people here, so we give them tax breaks and incentives and, you know, a couple of checks here and there, and they'll want to do business in our town. So
yeah,
that they won't want to do...
No. This is corporate welfare. Is this, and at least what we're talking about, is happening at a state level.
Yes.
So it's not like
I want
the
them
state...
to do business in my state.
Well, okay, it's one thing to give a company tax breaks... As far as you're trying to attract somebody else from another state, I don't think that's considered corporate welfare necessarily. Like, look, okay, hey, come here to Florida. We don't have a personal income tax. Or in New Hampshire, hey, come here. We don't charge it. You know, there's no sales tax.
Or
there's
personal
reasons,
income tax.
Right. There's reasons for you to come to certain states as far as being a business because of tax incentives. That sounds to me like an incentive rather than a corporate welfare mailing. Now, what I could understand maybe if it was, what we're talking about here is them giving a break to one business over another business who are both already in the same state. That's corporate welfare.
Yes.
And I'm saying we like you better. We like your business better than the other business.
And they're giving money to businesses to create higher paying jobs.
Which doesn't
really make any sense at all.
No, no it doesn't. Well, an officer in Jeb Bush's administration defended it by saying... Huh. Yeah. In any free market, there's always risk.
Liar.
Yeah.
Liar.
We're in a free market?
Yeah. Nope. It has not been a free market for the entirety of that gentleman's life. It hasn't been a free market for at least over 150 years, probably, in this nation. And whether it really was back then is arguable. We don't have a free market in this country. Oh, boy, if we did, I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because it'd be the most economically free place, the most socially free place in this country. It'd be a huge boom as far as jobs. You want to talk about creating jobs. The free market is what creates jobs.
I agree.
Taxation destroys them. And, in fact, one of the wonderful, brilliant things that these politicians have come up with is the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage here in this particular state. And it's something that's on the ballot in New Hampshire, not on the ballot, but it's on the docket in New Hampshire, and I'm sure other states around this nation, which is just another surefire way to destroy jobs, not create them. More regulation.
It doesn't destroy jobs. It sends them to other countries.
Well, okay, it destroys jobs for people in this country.
Yeah, they're going to figure out how to, companies are going to figure out how to do business, and if they have to have a certain job filled by at a certain rate in order to make money, well, mm-hmm. they'll outsource that.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. So there you go. If anybody else besides Jeb Bush's cronies can call in and defend corporate welfare.
I'd like Jeb Bush's cronies to call in, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you guys have the cojones for that. Go right ahead. 1-800-259-9231. What's the TSA doing, Manwich?
Got it right here. We're keeping a close eye on the TSA.
The Transportation Security Administration.
The title of the article from S2Report.com is Atlanta Airport May Lose Up to 400 Security Screeners. In a time when you have to take off your shoes to get through airport security, it seems counterintuitive that Congress would mandate a maximum cap on the number of nationwide airport security screeners. But that's what's happened. Congress has, by law, limited the total nationwide number of security screeners to 45,000. Right now, the TSA...
Why? What's the point of that?
Are they less money?
But wait a minute. Are they going to spend less money? Because we just reported on the TSA getting an extra... $5 billion or something, like some outrageous sum. Like they didn't have enough money last year, and so this year they're getting more of it. So does that mean that the 45,000 TSA agents are going to get paid the exact same amount? Are they going to get a raise because the other 2,000 are losing their jobs?
I
highly doubt, though, that they're going to go ahead and cut us some checks back because they cut 2,000 jobs. Don't think so.
I doubt that too. The number is 45,000. Right now, the Transportation Security Administration has about 47,000 screeners nationwide, so they need to cut 2,000 jobs to meet the cap. In airports like Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta, that's the Atlanta airport, mm-hmm. the big one, the busiest passenger airport in the world, that would likely mean hundreds of security screeners will be cut. In other words, next time you fly in and out of Atlanta, maybe you should allow yourself a little extra time to get through security.
Huh. I don't know what the significance of that is, besides the fact that some bureaucrats are going to lose their jobs.
Well, some bureaucrats are losing their jobs, but the fact is they have limited the free market.
This is not a free market. It's the TSA.
What I'm telling
you... Yeah, I hear it, man.
I'm hearing music.
What are you telling me?
Make my point in a moment.
I just want to know what the relevance of this is. It just seems to be just a technical numbers issue.
The government controls it, and they're making you wait.
Well, yeah,
your time isn't worth crap to them.
Okay, good point. 800-259-9231, and we'll tell you about something else in regards to the TSA. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Beauty may be in the eye of the beholder, but I'll guarantee all these cars will be worth a double take when I come back. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Traditional good looks are worth a once-over, but these unique vehicles really capture attention. The Airfibian has aircraft-sized wheels and an aluminum body. When fabric wings and a fuselage are attached, it transforms into a plane. The Popemobile is a modified Land Rover with a small windowed room for the pontiff to stand, protected by bulletproof glass. A road train, used for transporting materials to the remote outback, has a modified truck in the lead, followed by up to a dozen trailers. And funny cars, well, aren't they all, with a huge front-mounted engine, giant rear wheels, and a covered chassis, can use 15 gallons of fuel for a single quarter-mile run. I guess pretty is as pretty does. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231 and take control of the show. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, again, it's up to you. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting there, approaching the 400 mark very, very soon. So sign up, sign on. It's absolutely free, and it's a lot of fun. Be sure you join it at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the TSA. Apparently, they're cutting 2,000 jobs, 2,000 screeners specifically, because there's some sort of cap that Congress set that they can only have 45,000 screeners nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right so far?
Correct.
They have 47-plus thousand, and so they are being forced by law to cut it back to 45,000.
Yes.
Now, I was asking you what the relevance of this was, and you kind of gave a decent explanation, man.
More or less, they're forcing us to be screened by these TSA folks.
Right.
And they're not putting enough TSA folks on enough, you know, shiny shoes on the ground to screen passengers going through, so passengers just have to wait. Instead of the normal 2-hour wait for a flight, now you got to get there 2.5 hours early.
Is that what it actually says?
You're
kind of hypothesizing as to the reason. But unfortunately, when I've been in the airports, I've seen plenty of TSA agents just standing around.
You think mm-hmm. they're going to stop standing around? You think they're going to start working hard now that there's been 2,000 trimmed on?
But what I'm telling you is that they don't necessarily need more. Okay, they
I'm
don't necessarily need 80,000 screeners.
I'm just saying that Congress limiting their number by law is not going to shows their contempt for my need to get from one place to the other.
Yes.
They have their own damn private jets, and they can fly anywhere they want, but it's okay to just go limit my need to get back and forth. I, as an American,
right,
can't choose which airline I want to go on and what level of security I need.
No, they know best what's right for you.
Even though there's not a single... You will never see an incident of an American airliner getting hijacked again, because the passengers won't allow it. It will not happen. The guy can have an Uzi, and they're going to rush him. He's only got 30 bullets in it.
Yeah. Here's an example of a gentleman who didn't have to fly commercial. He could have taken a private jet. But instead, he was ready to stir up a little bit of trouble. This is an interesting story. If only more of us had the ability to do this. John Gilmore didn't set out to be what some have called the Rosa Parks of the post-911 era. He's just a regular guy, albeit one who made a ton of money during the dot-com boom. He likes to question assumptions. He says, it's not so much questioning authority, but questioning everything, which I absolutely agree with.
Yeah?
Question everything.
Definitely.
He says it's a trait that he's honed over his 49 years, one that's caused him a fair amount of trouble, in addition to making him a bundle of money, and is now the stuff of a federal lawsuit. He didn't start out to become a symbol, he merely asked a question. He was flying out of Oakland, the less expensive of the two major airports in the Bay Area, on the 4th of July, 2002, when the clerk at the Southwest Airlines ticket counter asked to see his ID. This is something that happens to pretty much everybody, right?
Yeah.
Well, pretty much everybody is in a hurry. Pretty much everybody, when they're riding on an airplane, is because they're going somewhere. They got a family, some sort of event to attend to. They've got a business function to get to. They've got to be somewhere, and they usually have to be somewhere on time. So there's no reason why anybody who's flying, for the most part, is going to take time out to allow themselves to be hassled by the state. This is part of the reason why we just bend over and allow our rights to be taken
from
us.
Busy.
Because, yeah,
we're working
busy.
So hard to pay off our income tax state, our income tax, our sales tax, and our property taxes that
we've got to be there on time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could miss the sale or whatever. Well, this guy didn't have to be there on time. So he asked why. So when they asked him for his ID, he said, why? The clerk said it was required. And Gilmore again asked, why? They discussed the matter, and the clerk finally marked his boarding pass with several S's, which alerted security people down the line to search him. He got to the gate without incident, passing the security check at the entrance to the concourse. When he got to the head of the line to board the airplane, the boarding crew pulled him from the line and asked him for his ID. He again asked, why? And asked to see the rule of law that requires him to show ID to board an airplane. Show it to me!
Yep.
If it's written down, it has to be written down somewhere if it really is the law, right?
Sure.
Nobody there could say specifically what law required it. They just all knew that the law required it. It must be that we've been told. We've been told to ask everybody for their IDs. How dare you question us? So they called for a supervisor. The supervisor came over and tried to straighten things out. It didn't go well. The guy said Gilmore had to show his ID or he wasn't getting on the plane. What do you think he did?
I bet he didn't.
He didn't get on the plane. He refused to show his ID, and the plane left without him. Later, the supervisor told Gilmore he wasn't allowed to board the plane because he had ID and refused to show it. So then Gilmore asked whether he'd been allowed on the plane if he had said that he'd forgotten his ID. The supervisor responded with some double talk, saying that he didn't say that, even though in so many words, he had, according to Gilmore. So to recap, since he had ID with him and refused to show it, he was barred from the plane. If he didn't have ID with him, as Gilmore says, if I gave them a story, like I forgot it at home, my dog ate it, or I left it in the taxi cab, he said he probably would have been permitted to board. It's that kind of logic that bothers Gilmore. But what bothers him most, he said, is that the idea of asking for ID isn't to check your identity, but to check your obedience to pointless authority. He says, I went to public schools, and we were taught that the countries that made people show their papers to travel were evil, totalitarian states.
Your papers.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see if my country had turned into that. And he's found out that
surprise.
We have.
Yeah.
One of those public school, he attended Deaver's Public School when he was young. His father, William Gilmore, worked as an engineer. His mother says, he's always been different. Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness he has stood away from the crowd and stood up for his rights, because now there's a lawsuit involved here. Gilmore dabbled in computers when he was in high school. It goes through his circumstances. He ended up being the founder of Sun Microsystems, most important internet-related companies, period. He says, every time I retire, it seems I find a way to be busier than before. And so, he's been involved in a variety of causes, from civil rights to reforming drug laws to standardizing computer voting machines to freeing political prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. We need to get in touch with this guy.
Yeah,
we need to find out.
Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, we need to find out if he's moving to New Hampshire.
He wants to buy a radio show.
Yeah. A recent story about Gilmore in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette made a reference to Rosa Parks, something that makes Gilmore chuckle. All he's doing is questioning the assumptions. Why do you have to show ID to get on board a plane? And why would you be permitted to get on board the plane if you said you forgot your ID and not allowed on if you said you had an ID and refused to show it? Is it really about ID or is it about something else? He said he's fighting for the long-established right to be able to travel without restriction. Wouldn't that be the case if this was a free country?
Yes.
You'd be free to board whatever vehicle of your choice and not be questioned?
Oh, silly Ian. We're not in a free country.
Oh, I'm so utopian. He says he's fighting for blah, 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 the right of every American, as one Supreme Court justice wrote, to be left alone. And he says it's the whittling away of rights that bothers him. Going on and on and on. He says, finally, the most important point, I think, that he makes here is that, actually, he's quoting someone from Eastern Europe, someone who's lived in police states before. The quote is, A police state doesn't tell you it's a police state.
Hmm. Oh, we're here for your protection. Show us your papers. We are protecting you from the terrorists.
It's Free Talk Live. We're coming back with more. You take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
The Wednesday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived, described right there on the front page of the website. No logging in required. No membership fee. It's free at freetalklive.com. So we've talked about the TSA. We've talked about corporate welfare. We will talk about anything if you take control. But Jason, where are we going next?
Well, you know, we have these rights, like freedom of speech and whatnot. Well,
some of them we still have,
right?
Sort of.
Well, the right to petition, that one, it's getting stomped on by our legislators. Yeah, it is.
What is the right to petition? Because most people, I don't think, have heard of that right. I know I hadn't heard of it up until last year.
Petition the government for redress of grievances.
Translation?
You can get a bunch of people's names on a piece of paper and say that we have a problem with the way you guys are acting.
And because
they will redress it.
And because the legislators are supposed to work for us, they're supposed to look at it and say, wow, this could be a problem.
Instead, they look at it and say, wow, go to hell.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, the petitions aren't even going to
make... Actually, they don't even say anything. They right. just ignore it completely. Mm-hmm. Here we can. No, we can't hear you. Mama. Such a jackass.
You're absolutely right. That's what they have done. As a matter of fact, I believe it's the We the People organization, a tax freedom group. They're one of these organizations that has been writing letters to the IRS for years, asking the same set of questions over and over again, and receiving no response, or at best receiving a response that says, "Your questions are frivolous."
Yes.
Sincerely, the IRS. And so after all this time, they ended up they attempted to take advantage of the ability to petition the government, and so they sent this petition to each individual member of Congress and a lot of executives in Washington, D.C., saying, okay, here are some questions we have. We're not getting answers from the IRS, so we demand answers from you guys. If you don't give us the answers, if you don't give us any answers, we're going to withhold our income taxes. Because you won't give us answers, why should we give you anything?
Exactly.
And so they delivered this petition to all these people, set a specific date and time, and made them aware of it. Like, okay, if you want to answer this petition, you come here to the National Mall on this particular day. The National Mall, by the way, is where that big old monument is in Washington, D.C., the Washington Monument.
I thought the mall was across the street and down.
I thought it was right nearby it. I don't know.
It is nearby in a. It's not that
close
when you walk.
Whenever I see the National Mall, that thing's always in the picture. That's how I know where it
okay.
is. Okay. I've never been to Washington, and
it's a big thing. It can be a picture in a lot of things.
You can spot the Washington Monument from quite far away.
Well, the point is you can't build anything taller than that in Washington D.C.
Right.
Oh, really? Is there a law against that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so they went to this place, and they set it up at a specific date and time. There was a lot of people there awaiting the answer, awaiting the official word from the government on these questions, and nobody showed.
Yep.
Nobody.
For our gods, our rulers, to come down and speak to the little people.
Uh-huh.
Apparently not. They don't. They're
too good for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, does that mean that the We the People organization is going to withhold their taxes?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They have a class action lawsuit against, I think it's the IRS, or the Treasury Department or something. So what's happening here to this particular right?
Well, as you know, our legislature is considering several ways to crack down on citizen petitions to change the state constitution. Now, most of these schemes, such as requiring 60% of the vote for a citizen idea to pass, will still need voter approval. So at least the voters get the final say.
Hmm.
The legislature can't take that away from the citizens.
So wait. Okay, let's clue everybody in here. We're here in the Sunshine State of Florida.
Yes.
And one of the things that happens every couple of years during election season is the citizens get all kinds of crazy stuff put on the ballot.
Yes,
and
they do.
What it is it's what is it, the citizen's way to amend the Constitution
that? It's an amendment to the Constitution, not just a, it's not like
these
a referendum.
These aren't laws. Yeah, they're not referenda. They're actually modifying the Florida Constitution with this. But there is no referenda. There's no way to get a citizen's law, if you will, or some sort of law that you can vote on.
Mm-hmm.
So all of it has to go through the Constitution. I think that's one of the things they're trying to head off with this bill. But it doesn't sound like the proposals they're making are going to do much of anything, so they're raising it from 60%, or they're raising it from 51% to 60% as far as passing these amendments.
Oh, it gets worse.
Okay.
Gets way worse. Well, there's a sneaky little bill making its way through the legislature right now. This bill would tie up the future petition drives with so much regulation and red tape as to make them impossible without voter approval. Look up Senate Bill 1996 or House Bill 1471. There's a wonderful Orwellian title, The Petition Fraud and Voter Protection Act. Yeah. This bill would change the act of a citizen signing a petition from a simple brief exchange to a bureaucratic hassle.
Aye. It's difficult enough as it is.
Oh.
I've done petitioning.
Well, to sign a petition now, if this
well,
was...
But these amendments to the Florida Constitution only end up being tyranny of the majority anyway.
Much is true. You're right, but, I mean, they're talking about... Are they talking about replacing this process with any sort of process? Like
making the process much, much more difficult.
Right, so then they're effectively going to make it so nobody can get anything on that.
I don't like that either.
But right. I don't like either. Yeah, I don't agree with either way necessarily. But I'll tell you right now, it's difficult as hell to get people to do petitions because there's already people already have to fill in an address field and their city, and it's amazing. I've done petitioning before. You have to check everybody's petition that signs one to make sure they filled all the boxes in because people just don't see everything. They don't know what they're doing. They're totally clueless. We're gonna come back with more Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. 800-259-9231.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented PayneX 2000 to the public. The PayneX 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The PayneX 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the PayneX 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a PayneX 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Anything goes. Ian here with you.
Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Our newest Shriner, Roxy, is there, so you want to go check her out at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the ability here, at least here in the state of Florida, this is something that it can apply, I think, in other states. But what they're trying to do is, here in the state of Florida, in some other states, you have the ability to have referendum on your ballots. The citizens get enough petition signatures, and then therefore they can have this, you know, some sort of question for a new law or something like that on the ballots. Well, here in Florida, we actually are amending the Constitution. There is no referendum process. It's actually an amendment to our Florida Constitution. And it sort of has been abused. I mean, the system was there, and people started using it to put on whatever their pet projects were.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's have a high-speed rail.
High-speed rail.
Let's not have a high-speed rail.
Well, this is the real problem, is I don't necessarily have a problem with the process. I mean, I agree with you, Manwich, that it's bad that we're modifying the Constitution. I wish there was a referenda option, but there's not. So I agree that there should be some sort of option for the citizens to have a say. Unfortunately, at the same time, I don't like the citizens in the state of Florida and what they want. And on top of that, the people here don't even know what they want. As you were saying, the idiots here in this state voted for one of the things that was on the ballot was for a high-speed rail. Mm-hmm. Ooh, it sounded so special.
A choo-choo! Yeah, I love choo-choo! Choo-choo!
Yeah. And it got voted in. Overwhelming.
Like 70-something percent.
Let's build a big choo-choo!
And then
run from here to there.
And then
the people that drive their cars up to here, well, they won't have anything to drive away once they get over there.
Yeah. It was just stupid.
It was retarded. Anyway, they finally created a task force and discovered that this wasn't really economically feasible.
This is stupid.
So somebody got it onto the ballot. Okay, let's repeal this high-speed rail. And then that passed by 70% margin.
And every
people that voted for it voted against it. It's crazy.
There have been 20-something different questions on the Florida ballot over the past two different elections. Every one of them, without fail, passes with a 70% margin.
Yes.
They all vote yes. you could have a ballot referendum or a proposed amendment that talks about killing all the cats and dogs in the state of Florida.
as long as you vote yes for it. You have to word it properly. And yeah.
I don't think they read what these things say. I think they just figure, well, there's a new law. It must be good.
I love laws.
The elimination of disease. Carrying creatures.
Let's do it.
Let's kill them.
Everyone.
Kill all the creatures.
Exterminate everyone in the state of Florida.
Talk to death. Bring them on.
I'm sorry, Jason. Is there a little bit more to this?
What they really need here in Florida is the kid get off my lawn legislation. Because we've got so many old people here, you know, and they just love regulations.
Apparently so. 70% of them do.
The next time I'm keeping the ball, Bill. Well, there are all these hoops and all this red tape that they're proposing. For example, to sign a petition, you'd have to know your voter identification number.
Oh my God!
Deal with considerably more paperwork. Your signature would become invalid unless submitted to the local elections office within 10 days of signing it.
Oh my God! It has expiration date.
They are going to make it impossible.
Like milk, it goes bad.
It's crazy.
There are threats of felony prosecution.
Wow. 1-800-259-9231. More control, not so good. Hour number two is coming up, and you can take control though, which is a good thing. At 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of